Today I announced the third of my seven pledges to the people of Cape Town, that we are ready to release city-owned land in well-located areas to unlock more affordable housing options and social housing for more Capetonians. We are also ready to take the fight to the national government to release vast tracts of land that it owns in Cape Town in very well-located areas, so that the private sector can build thousands of new, more affordable homes for Capetonians. In particular, today I visited Acacia Park, which is the parliamentary village which houses hundreds of members of parliament. It's located in Goodwood on a massive 57 hectare piece of land owned by the state, and it is perfectly move-in ready for a social housing project. It has a school, it has tennis courts and a swimming pool, a train station, a community hall, everything that is needed for a great housing project. Instead of giving this to the people of Cape Town for social housing, the Minister of Public Works in the ANC national government, Patricia de Lille, recently approved the spending of 88 million rand to upgrade this parliamentary village. We are asking for the national government and for Minister de Lille to release it to the city of Cape Town, and if we are elected, if the DA is elected on the 1st of November, we will happily make an offer to buy it so that we can use it for the people, not for politicians.